Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you instantly win a pair of tickets to see Alanis Morissette. And here comes an Alanis Morissette song.
Yeah.
He's working on it. Here we go.
Yeah.
On your wedding day.
When you've already paid.
Oh. Alanis Morissette is performing June 6th, 2020 at the Concord Pavilion. This is a great ticket because also playing Garbage.
Woo! Yeah!
And Liz Phair.
Woo!
Never said nothing. Alanis Morissette, Garbage, and Liz Phair, June 6, 2020 at the Concord Pavilion. Tickets go on sale Friday, December 13th, 11 a.m. That is, that's day after tomorrow, livenation.com. You can actually buy tickets starting tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. with the code word JAGGED.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little extra, little something-something for Alice listeners. Get in there and get some good tickets. Or you can win a pair right now, 800-400-3697. Call now. And you're going to the show. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Tomatina. Tomatina, fresh Italian. Tomatina?
Tomatina? Jane says, I think Jane says Tomatina.
Tomatina. Tomatina.
Tomatina it is. Tomatina, fresh Italian. Head on down tonight for pasta and pizza. Oh my God, I want some pizza. Made in-house, fresh every day. Get to tomatina.com for the location nearest you. Okay, I'll do it.
We'd probably say that 50% better if we'd eaten some, like, right prior
recently,
to saying those things.
I've eaten at Tomatina a few times. It is delicious.
No, I mean right prior to saying
agree.
Those things.
Like, I'm enthusiastic.
Are we asking Tomatina to bring some food in?
Aren't we?
I was just thinking, you know, I am hungry.
Maybe. For, you know, our Christmas celebration.
Sure.
Yeah.
Got to have somebody bring us our Christmas dinner. Oh, radio, you're the best. Congratulations to...
Thank you.
Oh, not to you. But congrats on everything. You've got a wonderful life and beautiful family. But this is not...
How did I get here?
I don't know.
You blink.
The days go by. AC/DC.
Oh, yeah. So that's the 25 million.
Their 1980 album, Back in Black, just went 25 times platinum.
Which, as it should.
Yeah.
I have purchased that album like four times, maybe five.
Totally agree. I definitely bought it on cassette. I definitely had it on
cassette.
Hell yeah,
I had it.
Definitely
album,
had it on CD. Oh,
and then I think
album.
I had it on CD too.
By 1980, I was fully in the cassette tape back pocket, and I had to buy it on CD.
Yeah,
I'm sure that at some point I bought it and put it on an iPod somewhere, right? Although John took all our old CDs and turned them into files that we could put on our...
I did too.
Yeah. So maybe we didn't repurchase, but I bought it at least twice. And those freaking CDs would scratch and tapes would get stretched out or tied up in knots in your machine. So you're always having to
buy
new
album.
Music.
I love this album. It deserves to be 25. I know you don't like this singer,
but... I actually
but
love this album.
This is
I think this is a great album.
Album. Perfect. I can still put it on and let it play and be completely 100% satisfied at the end of the listening.
I agree. I think one of the saddest things about AC/DC is how big they became after Bon Scott died, though. Like, you go back and listen to, like, Powerage or I mean, Dirty Deeds, any of their records, they're amazing.
I fully agree with you. And one of the sad things is they were grinding hard for a long time. And actually, Bon Scott was someone who struggled with alcoholism. And he had told people, I can't live like this. Right. I got no money, and I'm never going to get clean.
Right.
And he ended up dying before the big break.
Yep. Well, it's not that they didn't have hits. This was a world-renowned record. I mean, 25 million copies have been sold.
I wonder what he was worth when he died.
I don't know.
Is there any way to know that?
Let's see. He died in 80. Let me see.
You know, the rumor is that he actually recorded a lot of the songs on Back in Black before he died, and that they went back. And I've heard things, but some other people say they're fakes.
The internet
says
he had a net worth of $10 million when he died at 33 years old.
Well, he had enough money to buy all the booze he needed. He choked on his own vomit, right? Is he one of those people
he had a heroin problem, too.
Oh, that's...
According to this.
Boy, that's fun.
Yeah, well, they're saying asphyxia.
Yeah.
According to a new book, former AC/DC lead singer Bon Scott was nearly fired from the group back in 75 after he almost died from a heroin overdose.
Oh.
I'm just reading. I have no idea if that's true.
Dealing with your best friend.
Go on, Sarah.
That's when the teardrops start, fella. So, listen, I love Bon. But I will say this. That Back in Black record, I love it. It's great. It's everything after that I don't like. Anyway, it's only the third, so it has sold. It has now reached the plateau of 25 million copies, Back in Black by AC/DC in 1980. It's only the third studio album to ever hit that milestone. Michael Jackson's Thriller, I should have let you guess, but Michael Jackson's Thriller is still the king at 33 times platinum, followed by the Eagles' Hotel California at 26 times platinum. The Eagles hold the overall record because their greatest hits record, so they don't consider that an album piece. That's a collection of songs.
Yeah.
That holds the overall record at 38 times platinum. They've sold 38 million physical copies. And speaking of milestones, Metallica, their so-called Black Album, has now spent 550 non-consecutive weeks in the Billboard 200. That's just over 10 and a half years, and it's only the fourth album to ever do that.
Wow.
So congratulations, rock and roll!
Woo!
You know,
noise pollution.
While I always feel bad for because I have the same issue, I feel bad for people that struggle with addiction. But the story as I heard it was he was broke. And he had $10 million.
Yeah, I've never heard that he was broke. They had hits and toured and stuff. I mean,
well, no, that was his bitch. Was that he was
that
like,
broke to him? $10 million?
Maybe, I don't know.
I wonder if somebody controlled his money, and that's possible too. You know, you're a junkie.
Yeah, mm-hmm,
maybe.
We're intervening. Maybe he had a conservatorship. Maybe someone was controlling the purse strings and only giving him enough money to.
I know addiction's a merry-go-round, so and God knows anything will come out of their mouths when they're in the middle of it all. But like I felt the same way about Kurt Cobain. Like, just quit. Quit the music business and just go get clean. You made the money to go do whatever you want. Go do that.
You know, I've heard that he had a terrible stomach condition, like a colitis thing or so. He was in a lot of pain all the time. And
right.
I just think he got too deep into it for him to say, I'm going to quit.
I think that. I also heard that that was his way or his
excuse
for getting out of stuff.
For needing to
self-medicate.
Was because doctors had seen him.
Yeah.
And said, there's no.
Yeah, you know what your real problem is? It's this heroin.
The spike in your arm.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Anyway.
I'm sure that is making your stomach hurt. With the need. Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett, 2020 Stadium Tour.
Yeah.
I keep reading so much about Vince Neil that it's actually sad.
What are they going to do? They're saying he's going to have to...
He can't sing, and he can't lose the weight that he needs to lose.
Yeah. Let's see. We definitely... there
he
it is.
We had a date because we played a commercial.
July 19th at Oracle Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is... It's going to be interesting. I love Def Leppard. Joan Jett, I'd totally go see.
I've seen
Poison live and went, oh my God. Maybe they're better now. And Motley Crue, they actually do put on a great show. He's just going to have to lip sync it.
That's what I read was he won't lip sync. They do use backing tracks and always have. Mm. Like that's
well, he does such intricate dance moves that you know, he needs to have that backing track. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Juice WRLD. We've heard quite a bit about this. He passed away on Sunday morning. He OD'd, or so it appears. He had a seizure after getting off a private jet where they found 70 pounds of marijuana, a bunch of handguns, and metal-piercing bullets. And the reports on scene from people who were with him are that he seized because he took the rest of the Percocet that he had and went, I'm going to hide that.
In my tummy.
So an ex-girlfriend of his is now coming forward. She wants her 15 minutes, I guess. She calls TMZ. Hey, I got some juice for you on Juice WRLD. She said lean wasn't enough for him. He would actually be mixing his Percocets into that. Mm. He had a habit of taking up to 3 Percocets a day, and he would mix them with lean, which is the mixture of prescription strength, cough syrup, and soda. This woman's name is Alexia Smith. She dated him in 2018. She said he was a regular with the lean and the Percocets, but it was weed, ecstasy, Xanax, morphine, and coke also on the menu.
Wow!
So really, whatever came his way, he was down with. She says he did try to get clean, but his withdrawals would cause him to get violent with her. Mm. And just to, you know, be in a terrible mood. You know how withdrawal is.
Yeah, you gotta have it.
So anyway, this is what this chick Alexia is saying. As expected, his music is flying to the top of the charts. Amazon, Apple, Spotify. He's just, you know, people are streaming the hell out of Juice WRLD. Do you remember the show Alice?
Yeah.
With, you know, Flo.
I do.
And,
yes.
Oh, Mel, kiss my grits. And Vera. Oh, my God, I love Vera.
Yeah, Vera. Uh-huh.
The Little Diner Show.
The Little exactly. The Little
Diner Show.
So Alice played a single mother who was a waitress, that was the character's name, and she was a single mom, so she had a kid, mm-hmm. and his name was Tommy.
Yeah,
I don't know how old he was at the time.
He was a young kid, 13, something like that. Oh,
here's a picture of the whole cast, Vinny. There's little Tommy in the front. Mm-hmm. It's funny. I used to love that show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there just wasn't a lot to choose from on TV. I wonder if it would have held up now, you know?
No.
Maybe. It was so cute. I loved it.
The hit of the show was, Mel, kiss my grits.
Yeah, they had to say that at least once per episode.
That was it's mandatory that had to be written in.
Yeah,
they were just great characters. Mm-hmm. Like, Vera was... wonderful.
Bryn, if you could find the Alice theme song.
Yeah.
You remember it?
She was singing it to me this morning. I would have never remembered it.
I saw this story last night, and then I woke up this morning trying to remember the words, and then all I could think of was Three's Company. I was trying to get it out, and all of a sudden I went, oh, there's a new gal in town, and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the...
Is this it?
This is the beginning. Go ahead. You can play it. Step to say, how to get on to room. Look for me. There's a new girl in town.
Go, Yuzi.
She's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. New girl in town.
Oh, my God.
Brand new style. Just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay a while. Bum, 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 bum.
That is awful.
That is so funny that you know every word.
Not every word.
So I think that the girl who played, Linda Lavin is the one who played Alice. Right. I think she sang that too.
Oh, you know what? It sounds like her.
It does sound like her. I actually think I've heard that. So anyway, the kid who played Tommy, he is a man named Philip McKeon. He is actually the chick from, remember Joe from Facts of Life?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was Nancy McKeon.
Her. Mm-hmm.
McKeon.
Her big brother.
Yeah, he's the older brother. He has passed away. What? He was 55 years old.
All that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it ends with him being
well,
the,
we love
the so little boy is dead.
Well, he was not a little. Here he is grown up. Oh, age. It's rough. He's been battling a long time illness, they're saying here.
Yeah, I haven't I still haven't seen what exactly it was.
You know,
yeah.
When I hear long-term illness, I think cancer, yeah. But who right. knows. He died yesterday morning in Texas.
Why do we get so much uglier when we age?
I don't know.
Oh, it's brutal.
I know, he's such a cute little kid, but he's got kind of an unusual face and it just gets more.
He went on to do radio. He did some TV shows, but I know he went on to do a bunch of radio shows.
Do you know what KFWB is?
I do. Oh, it's a... In LA.
News thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. KFWB is one of the sister stations. Yeah.
He worked there for 10 years, mm-hmm. and then he moved to Texas, where he hosted his own radio show and relocated to be closer to his family. Mm. I guess he was in some movies, like in the late 80s. He also made appearances on Chips, Fantasy Island, and Love Boat.
Oh, well, everyone did.
Sure. Yeah, best known for his role as Tommy
Hyatt.
Yeah,
they don't have those revolving door
TV shows,
sitcoms anymore, yeah. where the celebrities make the rounds.
Right.
That's
an interesting sort of era-specific
thing. Like Love Boat
and
Fantasy Island.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All the stars would come on there.
Where the plane opens up or the boat opens and the new guests are people you know.
Sure. Yeah. And just the people who are getting on. Charo was the staple on the Love Boat, for God's sake.
And game shows, too.
Oh, yeah, the game shows. That's true.
And there was that, like, Battle of the Network Stars.
Yeah.
I liked that.
They tried to bring that back. It didn't go over well.
Well, no one knows who's on any network anymore.
Mm, yeah.
I'm sorry, is it streaming?
Well,
which
I don't know. Vinny would like Dancing with the Stars be in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except
yeah.
That they
a
don't
survivor.
Get, they don't get
celebrity.
The real, yeah. like.
They don't get luminaries.
We
they
don't.
Get,
well, I yeah. guess we just don't have the concentration of stars. And we also have, with so many YouTube stars, there's just a different definition
sure.
of star now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
well,
true.
That show that you guys watch on and off, The Mask. What's it called?
Mask Singer.
I mean, they're promoting a lot of stars coming
That's
through
true,
there.
Actually.
Yeah.
You don't really know who they are until they whip the mask off.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fun to guess.
Is this Battle of the Network Stars?
Yeah. You tell
oh
me.
Oh, my
That's
God.
So funny.
What kind of way to talk is that?
I don't remember that,
that
narrator.
Was terrible.
That's for
I'll
sure.
tell you what, I wasn't alive during this.
Battle
kids.
Of the
this
Network
is from
Stars.
Sarah's generation.
Dude, we're 2 years apart.
Get out of here.
So.
Wow, that's terrible.
Remember a week Thanks, ago Brian. Or so when we found out that Justin Timberlake was holding hands with some chick?
Oh, his co-star?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Jessica Biel reportedly encouraged him to make that apology that he made. She encouraged him. Us Weekly says it was Jessica Biel's idea for Justin Timberlake to apologize publicly for holding another woman's hand. Some sources saying Jessica encouraged Justin to put out his statement on Instagram because she felt embarrassed by his actions and wanted him to take accountability. The source says they're still together. They're still united.
Mm-hmm.
On a related note, Bette Midler would like to know when Janet Jackson's boob is getting an apology from Justin. That's Bette Midler.
He needs to apologize to all of us.
Yeah, that's
oh,
tough.
No doubt, especially us in radio.
Yeah.
Thanks for screwing up radio.
For his wife, she's like, great, now I don't trust you, and you're going to leave any minute for your next thing that you go do.
And now everyone looks at me and I'm a fool.
It's tough.
It is tough.
And then you look at your kid and go, great, I got to figure this out.
Yep. And I got to figure out a way to trust this guy.
Yay.
So I guess I'm just going to assign a person to you.
Oh,
and
no.
Everywhere you go, there'll be a person there watching your behavior and counting your drinks for you. The Irishman, you've watched it.
I saw it. It's fine.
I did not.
Oh, you don't have Netflix. Did you watch The Irishman?
Did not.
Yeah, I did not.
It's long, and it's everything you expect it to be, except De Niro's eyes are blue, which you don't expect. You don't see that coming.
Oh. Mm. He's Irish. Is he Jimmy Hoffa?
No.
Who is
Pacino
he?
Is Hoffa.
Oh, okay.
No, he's the Irishman. He's the guy who works his way up through this crime syndicate and ends up with Hoffa.
Is this supposed to be a true story?
I think it's based on one
Loosely.
The dude's story, mm-hmm. but I don't know. In okay. that story, they have, because you know they've said Hoffa disappeared and no one knows if he was killed or if he's living somewhere hiding from the mob. But in that story, they have an idea exactly how it happened.
Oh, well, that's fun.
So you'll see that when you see the movie. You'll go, oh, All right.
Well, lots of people have watched it. Of course, it's Netflix, so there's no way to get any kind of corroborating evidence that, I mean, they can really tell you whatever they want. 26.4 million people watched the movie in its first week. That means about 16% of all of Netflix's global accounts watched it in the week following its release on November 27th. They say that number is expected to jump to about 40 million households within its first month. And so when they say households, I mean, we all watch Netflix at my house. Like, everyone's watching all different stuff. I don't know if that means, I don't think that's a people count.
Mm-hmm.
You know, three of the people at your house could have watched it. But that's a ton. And they say that more serious directors are going to start working with these streaming services because they've become a viable delivery method for their work. And they seemingly have unlimited budgets. Like, they are dropping so... Is it Apple Plus or the Apple one that's dropping like $25 million an episode on that freaking morning show?
The Jennifer Aniston
thing?
Oh, really?
Like, they just have
unlimited... Have you seen that yet?
I haven't.
Was that on their salaries?
Oh,
Steve Carell?
I have no idea. But, I mean, per episode, even if they make a million or two each a piece, that's still, you know, what else are they spending the money on? So anyway, they're saying serious directors are starting to deal directly with the streaming services. And again, no one has a way of checking these numbers. We just have to believe Netflix, but it's impressive.
Well, it's nice. I'm sure they're also in a position, like Scorsese was in a position where he said, yeah, I'll make a movie, and you'll tell me nothing about it.
Right.
Your input is zero.
Right. And it's written right here, line 3, section 4, paragraph 8. That's, get out.
You'll not see a daily ever.
No. I will be turning a movie into you.
Right.
It's got to actually be pretty freeing to work like that. If Netflix is the studio and you can work a deal. I mean, not
and
every director is going to, right. Not every director is going to get a deal like that, but I'll bet you Scorsese did. All right, Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Well, I've got some holiday things, some Tinder stuff.
Oh, Tinder,
and more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 8 o'clock, your chance to see Ariana Grande this Wednesday. Oh, my God. Oh. It's Ariana Grande.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floorcraft San Francisco. Floorcraft in San Francisco is proud to introduce Hunter Douglas Window Treatments to their product offering.
Oh.
Call, click, or come in for your floors, kitchens, bathrooms, and windows with Hunter Douglas. Floorcrafthome.com. Go to floorcrafthome.com. Merry Christmas,
have it all,
everyone.
There Floorcraft. Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you. And happy Hanukkah and happy Kwanzaa. Happy Festivus.
Mm-hmm. Happy holidays.
Happy whatever you celebrate.
Merry Christmas, Bryn.
Thanks. You too, Vin.
Thanks. Here's what's happening. Say that to people, would you?
Oh, just, you know. In general,
the
not
holidays
just
are here.
Yeah, but not just at the holidays. Let's be nicer to each other.
Okay, done.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was just about to give you my $10, but I realize I think you already have my $10.
You know what? I'm going to give you $10.
Oh my God! Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Vinny.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Let me put that right there.
All right.
You know you have to pass that on.
Don't worry, I will.
You'll be passing that back to me
any minute.
Yep.
So where was I? Oh, yeah, here's what's happening. So now the question becomes, why was anyone allowed to tour the crater of an active volcano despite the warnings that have been put out about bursts of gas and steam in recent weeks?
Yeah, why? Yeah.
Why would tour operators and cruise lines say, come, stand on the face of an open, active volcano and peer inside the bubbling cauldron that could melt your skin clean off.
It won't. Don't worry. There it is inside the volcano. Come on. Let's go. It'll be fun.
With prices starting at $260.
Per person?
Per person.
Sheesh. That is a ton of to walk around on a volcano, huh?
As of yesterday, we have no clear answers. Who is ultimately accountable for ensuring visitor safety? The family that owns the remote island or the government charged with enforcing health and safety regulations? Or is it the people that took them on boats over there?
I don't blame the people that took them on boats. I mean, I'm sure these tours are set up just, you know, any cruise ship that comes in, they hire, I don't know. There's always the little tourist spots you can go to. I don't, I also kind of don't blame the people who own it. I'm sure they just licensed it to the government to, you can do tours there. Some family owns it. I kind of always come back to the government. I'm sure that's who the scientists gave their report to. So
how long ago were they warned, Ben?
It was a couple weeks.
They've known this thing has been scary for a while.
Right. Like, that's when the government should say, all right, listen, guys, we got to stay off of White Island.
So one of the problems becomes this apparently, and let me see if I did highlight it. Let me see if I can find it in a timely manner. Whakatani calls itself the gateway to White Island. It's a little town that is the town.
Its whole thing is based on this. How far off the shore is...
When is it safe? Or when is it not safe enough? When do you have to call off the visits to White Island? The last tour went through fine.
Sure. Well, they have footage of the next tour not having the same fun that they had.
Right. That's the problem is this is nature, and it can kill you. And so it's going to be interesting. I imagine there's going to be mega lawsuits.
Yeah.
Mega. Because the people, even the people who survived, were burned so severely. The burn centers in New Zealand are filled.
Oh my God.
With people. And you know, if you've ever seen a burn victim, I don't know if there's much worse.
Right. Even if you survive the thing, you are so incredibly disfigured. I have a friend who was in a house fire when he was a child.
Wow.
And his hands were burned so severely, two of his fingers are fused together. There's part, I mean, it's, they're a freaking mess. Like, horrifying. And that's just this, you know, the burns on the kids' hands. You know, we've all seen people with burns on their faces or whatever. And not only that, not only are you disfigured for the rest of your life, the pain accompanying that, especially people who get, like, you know, large percentages of their body, I mean, you just don't, there's nothing holding you in.
The guy who does my tattoos was severely burned as a boy.
Oh, really?
What happened?
Yeah. I never asked him to tell me the story because I'm sure he's told it a million times. But he's severely burned face, arms, hands.
Oh, boy.
And he's gone on to become one of the best artists in the world, really. But he's...
I wonder if that...
I don't even notice it now, but when you see him for the first time, you're like, ow.
Yeah. Ouch. No, burns are... It melts you.
If that's why he became an artist, because of the... Not necessarily covering the skin, but just wanting to do something in that realm.
With skin. Sure, maybe. Yeah.
That's interesting.
White Island has long been promoted as New Zealand's most active volcano, appearing in Lord of the Rings and other blockbusters.
Oh,
we have heard that the places that appeared in that movie or that string of movies have become tourist attractions in a big way.
And been trampled.
Right?
A lot of the people from New Zealand are saying so. But this one little town sounds like this is their meal ticket.
Around 70% of the volcano actually sits underwater, they say, and tourists are walking into its crater and up to the lip of its crater lake, peering into the cavity to see its endless boiling core.
Wow.
So that's this tour, as you get the looks of what I've seen. I bet it was pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen anything like that, but it does look like there's nothing on the out
yeah,
side.
It, the island is just sort of rising. I mean, there's a little bit of, like, I don't even know if it's walkable. It looks
it's,
like
no, it's not
a little
walkable.
Bit of, you know, sort of a skirt.
Beach. Mm-hmm.
Not really even beach, just sort of rocky bottom part. And then, but then it rises sheer up is what
but
it looks
that
like.
That crater is where you go.
Right. That's, you go on that path to that crater.
Anyway.
There's no place else.
It's coming out now that this thing was looking to blow, and they continue to let people tour it. And so someone is going to be the scapegoat.
Yep.
And the trip, okay, let me ask you this.
All right, I'm ready.
If someone had been there to say, this is an active volcano, and I would think that there is someone there saying that. This is, you're going to an active volcano.
Mm-hmm.
We can't control whether. Do you still want to go? Mm. People would still go, right?
Yep, they would.
They must have done
this.
Okay,
it'll never happen.
Exactly what you're saying, Vinny. Here's a 650 text. People have been visiting White Island for 30 years. The volcanic activity has been there the whole time. I have family there, and many of them have visited over the years. Yes, there's always a risk, but you think that after 30 years of nothing, then it's safe to visit.
Yeah. And I wonder, though, if there was a release of some kind, like you're going to a place where. Sounds
yeah.
like maybe not.
Like
a, you have to sign off.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
like, this is a volcano. We can't control this.
I don't know.
Sign here.
Right.
All your rights. Goodbye.
Well, it's trippy. I've always thought, because there's a lot of places I go in the name of surfing where I think, God, this, we could really die over here.
Mm.
Like, this is no game. Mm-mm. You know, and you're allowed to go, but you're taking your own life in your own hands, I guess.
Right.
There's nobody there to say.
Well, you're not going to be able to sue the coastline, right? I mean, I'm assuming you're going on.
No, and I'm not even thinking that. I just mean that the nature, the access we have to nature, is, I think most people assume it must be okay.
Right.
Right? I mean, I'm allowed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fine.
So no one's told me I'm going to die out here today. There's no signs, nothing.
Someone, 95, says regarding the volcano, the actual tourist should hold some accountability.
That's what I'm getting at, is I do think there is, you're walking on a volcano.
At your own risk.
And you need to be told.
Mm.
Right.
I know there's a lawsuit. I just heard this story on KCBS, actually. It's about a cruise ship. And a grandfather that apparently they
this is horrible.
The child.
Sorry.
Okay, well, they're suing now because they feel like there should have been more safety measures in place because grandpa dropped our little child off the side of the boat or ship.
Well, wasn't it that the grandpa thought, and I'm not on any side, the grandpa thought that there was glass, because usually when you go on a ship, there is glass.
Oh, there is.
Right there. At least I've encountered. I've only been on 3 cruises.
I've never been on any.
But there's always been on some glass.
Where is this glass? Over on the far side of the railing?
Yeah, if you're looking over the railing, the railing's right here, and there's glass from from the ship.
Yes.
Oh, from the ship floor where your feet are.
Yeah.
So that no one can go
through. When the little girl went over there, she fell straight down. And so...
Oh, is that what happened? I thought the grandpa was being funny and holding her out over the railing.
That's not my understanding.
Either way, the reality is that should be something people should already understand. You shouldn't have to say, don't go near the edge of the ship.
Personal responsibility.
That's the ocean
down
there.
Right.
Duh. You know that precious cargo, that kid that you love so very much? Don't bring them anywhere near... Surprising.
Now, I'm going to read up on that, and I'll get back to you on that, because
good.
It was my understanding it was one way, but it could be the other way.
I have
way.
No, I mean...
Different stories coming out.
I know. I don't... I thought he was dangling the kid, like, being funny. Like, haha, grandpa. And isn't he getting sued now? Like, the parents are suing him, too?
Like, I don't know about that part.
I don't know.
I just heard they're suing the ship line for saying that there should have been some kind of nets there to catch. And it's like...
you
can stay away from
the
edge.
With nets now.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be, obviously a child died. I'm not relieved or happy about any of it, but I would love to hear that the grandpa wasn't dangling the kid. Please bring me that news.
Oh my gosh.
Because I can picture, like, my dad is such a jokester. I can totally picture, you know, he'd throw your kid up in the air and catch them when they're little and stuff. Like, you can totally picture your dumb grandpa doing that kind of thing.
Right.
Oh, oops.
There's no, oh my
Lori.
God.
Sorry about it.
So we don't know anything about this here in California. Well, maybe Tahoe, but snow shoveling sends 11,500 people to the hospital and kills 100 every year.
Yeah, you have snow a heart shoveling. Attack from that.
Oh, really?
Oh, hell yeah. Listen, when we started shoveling snow in Tahoe.
What?
Snow in Tahoe. When we started shoveling snow in Tahoe, I couldn't believe the difference between West Coast snow and East Coast snow. The difference is about 12 pounds per shovel
full. Oh, lighter here by far.
It's lighter by far. Yeah. Like, you can go and blow your driveway off in Tahoe if it's, you know, that nice, dry, fluffy snow. But back east, every day you have to shovel your car out and shovel a walkway to your garage or, you know, whatever it is, shovel off your driveway. I mean, my mom was like, we're moving to Florida because I don't want your dad to have a heart attack.
Mm.
Well, I can vouch for the snow difference. I only know it, though, because I went snowboarding in Killington, Vermont, which I'd heard of, but had never been. And I'd never been in the mountains on the East Coast. And when we went, this was the DRE bit.
Yeah.
Tripping with Vinny. Mm-hmm. When we went, the snow was garbage, and that wasn't even a mountain. It was like a hill. The difference between the resorts on the East Coast and the snow on the East Coast.
It's very, very wet and heavy.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how you have like a mashed potato, like when you feel like, oh, wow, you're not sinking into this at all. You're sort of moving it with your skis and it's like slushy almost. That's just what snow is on the East Coast.
The main reason
forever.
People go to the ER, soft tissue injuries, cuts, fractures. Oh. But heart issues are how you die.
Yeah. Well, you haven't been shoveling snow for the last 9 months. And suddenly you've got a shovel.
Right.
And you have all your winter clothes on and your boots and you're just out there and you're... God, snow sucks.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Nancy McKeon and Lisa Wetchel, Joe and Blair from Facts of Life, live near each other in Texas. Ah. Lifelong friends.
Oh.
Rest in peace, Philip McKeon.
Yeah, very sad. He's Joe from Facts of Life's older brother. Uh-huh. He played Tommy, the boy, the son of Alice on the TV show Alice. This is for old people, this segment.
Well, some people may have seen Blair because she was on Survivor.
She was good on Survivor, too. I liked her.
I did, too. Mm. What? I don't know what this person's referencing. Why do we feel celebrities owe us an apology for something they did to their lives? It's so weird.
Hmm? Is this about the Chrissy Teigen thing?
I don't know. I thought it was about Bon Scott, but I don't even know.
Say it again.
Why do we feel celebrities owe us an apology for something they did to their lives?
That
it's
was
so
the
weird.
Justin Timberlake thing.
Oh, well.
Well, I think that was truthfully, I feel like what the statement he made was more of an apology to his wife.
Yes.
That wasn't an apology to us.
That was him being forced to be accountable for something he did publicly because his wife's embarrassed.
Yeah, I encourage you to make a public apology.
And I don't disagree with her, really. I think being accountable at the very least shows your kids that you're willing to do the things that you're going to ask of them at some point in their lives.
Right.
Because we do. I know my dad used to. Mm-hmm. Let's go. I'd be like... Oh, come on! Every time, to go face whatever it was I did.
Right.
Apologize. Even though I didn't make any of my friends come with me.
He's not the dad of them.
No, he's not.
Yeah. It feels, you know, and actually, in the end, when you own something and apologize for something and spend some time thinking about it, you do feel better about it. Hopefully the thing you're apologizing for, you felt bad enough about it.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that can really, you know what? I've said my piece and I'll apologize till the end of my days. I am sorry. And that's all you can do, really. It's the only thing you can do to make the situation any better.
Did Webster's Dictionary add an extra R to the word withdrawal? Sarah says it even weirder than she says hot dog.
Withdrawal?
Withdrawal.
Withdrawal. Withdrawal.
Oh, this is just delicious. Say it again.
Withdrawal.
Say it again.
Withdrawal.
What?
Withdrawal. Withdrawal. I can't freaking say it. Withdrawal. Hold on. Withdrawal.
I'm writing.
Withdrawal.
Yeah, you got it that one time, but I'm writing this word down. Withdrawal. I'm going to keep this one for later.
Withdrawal.
Withdrawal. Am I saying, I didn't say withdrawal.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
Withdrawal?
You usually do.
Oh, withdrawal.
And it always makes me go, wait. I must be saying it wrong. Sarah's got to be saying it right.
Withdrawal. Mm-hmm. Withdrawal.
Kevin withdrawals.
Oh, well, that right. Hot
boy,
dog.
I can't
whatever.
Even misspell it correctly.
And room.
All right, I got to
withdrawal.
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 What's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100.
And then it's Christmas time, so how about some horror movies?
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.